Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Labor is Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kept Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Lawmakers are still trying to work through a coronavirus relief measure on Capitol Hill, along with a one-week stopgap spending bill. But differences between Democrats and Republicans over state and local government support remain. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the GOP has a solid proposal for COVID-19 relief.
The targeted Republican framework extends unemployment insurance programs that will otherwise expire. It creates an entire second round of the Paycheck Protection Program for the hardest hit small businesses, and it lays the groundwork to distribute the vaccines that appear to be on the horizon.
House Democratic floor leader Steny Hoyer said the temporary government funding bill is slated for a vote on Wednesday. Meanwhile, in California, a clampdown on restaurants, salons, and retail stores because of the coronavirus has some residents unhappy. California Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mark Galley says he knows residents are frustrated.
We know that these various restrictions are a hardship for people. It's not what we expected at this time of year.
There is even a petition out to recall Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. President Trump says attorney Rudy Giuliani is doing very well after contracting COVID-19. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president says former New York Mayor Giuliani has no fever and is doing well after his diagnosis.
He actually called me early this morning. It was the first call I got. Now he's doing very well.
Since Election Day, Giuliani has been traveling the country and challenging presidential election results in battleground states.
Greatest mayor in the history of New York, and what he's doing now is more important. And he will admit that.
Giuliani is the latest in a growing list of Trump staffers and associates who have tested positive for COVID-19. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 148 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
It's 404. This KFZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal entry, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, let the recount begin. For County Commission District C candidate Stavros Anthony has asked for it after Clark County Commission last week certified former Nevada Secretary of State Ross Miller as the winner, officially beating Anthony by only 10 votes in a race where election officials identified some 139 voting discrepancies. The manual recount began this morning, and it should take about all week. Anthony will pay an estimated $80,000 to get that recount done. Congress is nearing an agreement on the COVID-19 relief bill. The measure would provide $300 a week extra in federal unemployment benefits, but not another round of $1,200 in direct payments to most Americans. The $908 billion aid package would be attached to a year-end spending bill needed to avoid a government shutdown, which would be coming this weekend. Lawmakers say the package is aimed at extending the most urgent aid needed over the next 4 months. And small businesses in unincorporated Clark County could soon get some help in the form of grants of up to $30,000. County officials say businesses between 25 and 50 employees can apply for up to $30,000 and 24 or less $15,000 grants.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, we're getting some slowing there on eastbound Summerlin Parkway. That's at Buffalo. You'll tap the brakes there at 215 westbound at Green Valley as well. Some congestion there. 215 east at Eastern. And look for some heavy volumes, Interstate 15 north at Washington.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Great to have you with us on this Monday. Don't forget this hour brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Have you seen them? Check them out. In fact, you can do it right now, LasVegasCyclery.com. Joining us, Scott Hammond, a state senator, Nevada District 18, and he joins us. And how was your weekend, my friend?
I love the sun. I love the good weather. I mean, it's cool, crisp. Great. I mean, it's good walking weather. So, did a lot of walking with the wife over the weekend. We do like to take a 5-mile course and just kind of sit back and converse and talk about what's going on.
Well, and there's a lot going on. We've got the we've got the recount going on in Clark County District C. These recounts, is it just a matter of just putting ballots through a machine again, or is there something different? Is this hand counting or what?
I believe it's hand counting. I think that's exactly what they do. But, you know, if I were Ross Miller, I'm not so sure I'd be, you know, totally thrilled, because I know that they're going to look at each one, verify, because I know there were some discrepancies, and those, you know, possibly get rid of some of those discrepancies out there. If you get rid of that 100 and some discrepancies that were
139.
Yeah, if you get rid of those, I mean, there's a chance that he does not win. And then they certify for Sabra. So, you know, I'm not so sure. If I am Ross Miller, I am not positive going into this week that everything is going to be rosy for me at the end.
I want to ask you about the Economic Forum, which checked in last week. And even the governor called it kind of a dire prediction that we might have a hole in our budget in 21, in 22, maybe even in 23. What did have you read the Economic Forum report? And if so, what did you come away with?
So it's funny you should ask. It's actually open right now on my computer in front of me. So I was going through it, even when you called up, I was going through it some more. It doesn't look good. Obviously, the governor is calling for a 12% cut across the board from all his agencies. We don't have enough to cover what it's asking for. And this is December. I think that, you know, when we get to May, and what happens in May is that they give us another report before we finish up the session, so that we true up the numbers to make sure we're really on projection for the next 2 years. I think we're going to see even scarier numbers in May. But you know what? I'll tell you this. I'm not a big fan of the, you know, across-the-board cuts, the 12% across the board, because I just don't think that actually rewards those agencies that have been cost-cutting or have been very frugal with their budgets. I just don't think that some of the agencies can afford a 12% cut, and others can probably sustain a cuts of 12% or maybe even more than that. But I really do feel like you have to be more of a surgeon and go through these budgets and make sure that you're cutting where you know where it won't impact us detrimentally, but. You know, HHS, for example, Health and Human Services, you don't want to cut too much from there, because a lot of times the money that come from the federal government, or the monies that we have in there, usually come with a matching funds from the federal government, and you just don't want to take that away. So I'm kind of looking forward to going through this piece by piece. We start in January. I know a lot of people probably don't know that, but February 1st is when the session begins, but the Finance Committee, Ways and Means Committees, we all start sometime in the third week of January.
Wow. Can we exempt education, for instance, from these cuts? I mean, and again, you know the makeup of the body. Is there the will there, the political will, to say, hey, we're going to try not to cut education, certainly not 12%, because they can't afford it?
Right. No, I think you're absolutely right. I think that it comes back to the will of the body. And, you know, during that special session, the Republicans the former Finance Committee, Ben Kieckhefer, Senator Kieckhefer, he and Senator Gansert and others who have been around the money committees for a long time, they did a lot of great work, and I'm glad they did, because, you know, eventually I think that even the Democrats had to admit that we shouldn't be cutting as much as we did. There were ways to not cut from the education budgets. And I think you're right. We just can't afford to cut anymore from education. I know a lot of people would like to put more money in education. I would too. But, you know, I'm not doing that until I see a real reform in education in the state of Nevada, where there's more school choice, more options for parents and students alike. That would really open that up. I think then we can see more of that money, you know, more revenue going into education. But, of course, now, I mean, I say that as if we're ready to, you know, we're flush with money. We're not at all. So I guess I should even talk about that right now. We're probably another session or two away from, you know, talking about putting more money in education, but we certainly can't afford to take money away. That's why I just don't think that 12% across the board is the way to really tackle this. But, you know, I'm new on the Finance Committee, and I think that what will happen and what I've been told is that, you know, they'll look at that 12%, but then we'll try and find ways to, you know, nail down some of the costs in the middle of the session and towards the end of the session, so it won't be too harmful to some of the agencies.
Hey, Scott, I'm just curious, though, how we know what kind of revenues will be coming in. And I know the Economic Forum, they try and do their best, but they don't know if in a week the governor's going to shut us down again, close the strip casinos, or what the economic layout will be in a week, a month, or 3 months.
No, you're absolutely right. And I mean, any of those, one of or many of those things can all happen at one time. which is exactly why we had to go into special session back in July, because we knew that after we looked at how the budgets were performing, how the budget was doing during the ending of the last year, the fiscal year, and it June 30th is the end of the budget, then we knew where we were going to be hurting. So everything gets trued up at the end of that cycle, and then so that June is, you know, that I guess that would have been 2019. Everything is trued up so that 2019 is taken care of. Now you know, have a better idea of what the hole is for 2020. We went in July, and we said, all right, this is where we need to cut so that we don't have a deficit, because we can't operate under a deficit at the state level. We can't do it in the Constitution. So then we go in and do that. I mean, you can never know for sure what all these things are going to do, but, you know, the folks that are on the economic forum, these are, you know, number crunchers, and they look at sales tax, they look at gaming tax, they look at how everything's performing, they look at sales, they look at consumer spending, they look at unemployment. I mean, all these factors are put into these predictions, and then they use them to, you know, for 2 years. That is kind of a, you know, the downside, I guess, of budgeting for 2 years, a 2 year cycle. But, you know, that's what we've been doing for years, and I just don't see this changing for a while. But it would be kind of nice to be able to do this once a year instead of doing it once every other year. Maybe cut down the number of days. Just go, you know, we do it right now. We do 120-day sessions every other year. Maybe cut those down to 60 days every year, and that way you don't have to worry about special sessions as often as we've had them.
Again, Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. Our final couple of minutes. I want to ask you where you think we are with distribution. Coming up on Thursday, the CDC is going to meet and will undoubtedly approve a vaccine. Are you confident that the mechanism is in place at the state level? I mean, these are the people that gave you Dieter, after all. Are you convinced that this thing is gonna move seamlessly?
Okay, well, I'll say this. You know, I know a lot of great people who work in the state government. You know, and I know they get a bad rap, but, you know, it's bureaucracy. It's you know, these folks live in a box, and they're given certain tasks, and they get really good at those certain tasks. And then anytime you get outside of those tasks, you know, then of course things get squirrely, and that's what happens a lot of times. Right now we're living outside that little, you know, that little comfort zone. And, you know, they're good at what they do day in and day out, but, you know, they don't have, like I said, I'm not going to speak ill of all of the state workers, because they're doing a great job, but, you know, they're not like, you know, I always think of guys like John Ponder with Hope for Prisoners. Here's a guy who's dedicated himself wholly to getting folks out of prison and getting them into society. I know I'm going off topic here a little bit, but I just wanted to preface it by saying there's a lot of good people in state government. They just don't have the same sort of passion that folks who are in the private sector, who kind of they work together with the public sector, public and private together. Sometimes that's a winning combination. And I think the government has its hands full right now. I would imagine that at some point Caleb Cage will be in charge of helping us distribute the vaccine. I just don't think it'll come off seamlessly. No, I think there's a lot of things out there that would indicate that nothing has come off seamlessly during this whole pandemic. So why should we believe that anything, you know, that it's going to come off seamlessly right now? I worry a little bit, but you know, right now I don't think we're talking about how many did they say, Kevin, that we're going to get? Not millions.
No, it was 164,000 was the. Was the early, and 90,000 were one, and 60,000 was the other. So we're going to get Moderna and Pfizer, I want to say the number was 164,000.
Yeah, that's not much. I mean, that really isn't much. That's a drop in the bucket, and they already have it pretty much figured who's going to get it first, the first round of it. Myself, I don't know how people feel. I'm not an anti-vaccine person. You know, my family, we take vaccines. My wife has got a background a little bit in health promotion, and she's never been against that. But, you know, one of the things I've always, and I say this, and sometimes I hope people take this the right way, you know, our pediatrician has always said, you probably don't want to be the first person ever to take the first round of anything. So I'm going to, you know, if they offer it, I'm just going to say, hey, I think somebody else probably needs it more than I do.
Well, I mean, I was just going to say, if I saw reports that there is a move for Clinton, Obama, and Bush to take the first doses, and I'm kind of like, hey, if they're willing to do it, I'll do it, you know. But nobody wants to be nobody wants to be that first guy or gal to get the vaccine. I just want to ask you. I know we're all short on time because of Monday Night Football and everything. But I got to ask you. Everybody asked me about the Teletown Hall. When's it coming back? You have any ideas yet?
Yeah, I really do want to. I think I've said this before. I want to do one in December and then one in January, and then I'm going to pick them up once a week. This is definite. Now I do know for sure I'm going to be doing them once a week while I'm up in Carson City. So I really want to get more participation from folks down here, across the state, whatever. I mean, I know that there was more than just people in my district that were tuning in. So we'll start that up. We'll have a pretty good format of just kind of talking over the issues of the week every week. And that way, you know, folks can feel like they're really tuned in to what's going on in Carson City. But I'm going to see if I can't set one up for next week, probably next Tuesday. And so that way I can get everybody ready for the holiday.
You're amazing, even out of session, still working for the folks in District 18 and across the state of Nevada. Hey, always good, my friend. You have a good one. We'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, Kevin. Thank you very much, and you have a good week. Bye-bye.
There you go. Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. Coming up, Mark Hutchison at the bottom of the hour. He'll be calling in. He's the outstanding attorney at Hutchison Stephan Law Firm and the former Nevada Lieutenant Governor. He's also the attorney of record for Stavros Anthony. They're in the midst of that, I guess, day one of the recount in District C. And we'll find out how that's going. We'll do all that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue. Oh, you're going to get to hear from the President of the United States. He spoke on Saturday, and he was absolutely brilliant. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
New schedule, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up weekday morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you from 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk, noon to 2. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Nevada license 4894-71642.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates.
personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
Prevention is important. Help prevent the spread of illness and keep yourself and others well. Here are some of the most effective ways you can prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands by scrubbing thoroughly with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds, and always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers in addition to hand washing or where soap and water are not available. Limit sharing of items such as utensils, cups, and dishes. Avoid all physical contact with others, including handshakes and kisses. Practice social distancing by maintaining a distance of 6 feet from others. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals and insist they isolate themselves. Sanitize frequently touched surfaces in your home and workplace several times a day. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/stay well.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Event license 489-447-1642.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The president was absolutely great on Saturday afternoon. Did you catch it? It was really, really good. And it was probably his best rally speech, where Air Force One pulls up, those rally speeches that he did at airports. And he did a bump here. He did a bunch here. Now that I think of it. Anyway, this was the president. I want you to hear the president. Welcome back to Valdosta, Georgia. Here it is.
You know, we won Georgia, just so you understand. And we won Florida. And we won a lot of places. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, thank you very much. Thank you. No, we won a lot of places. We won Florida. We won Ohio. Big, big. We won them big. Remember, we were going to lose Florida, they said. We were 5 down in Florida. We won by a lot. We were way down in Ohio, and we won by a lot. I think they say that if you win Florida and if you win Ohio, in history, you've never lost an election. This has got to be a first time. But the truth is, they were right. We've never lost an election. We're winning this election. And I will say, we're fighting very hard for this state. When you look at all of the corruption and all of the problems having to do with this election, all I can do is campaign, and then I wait for the numbers. But when the numbers come out of ceilings and come out of leather bags, you start to say, what's going on? But I want to just tell you that I love this state. I love the people in this state. And I'm thrilled to be back in magnificent Georgia with thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots. Let me begin by wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. Remember the word? We started 5 years ago, and I said, you're going to be saying Christmas again, and we say it proudly again, although they'll be trying to take that word again out of the vocabulary. We're not going to let them do that.
I think that's great. That's the kind of speech it was Saturday in Valdosta, Georgia. And if you don't know, Valdosta is right on the border of Florida and Georgia. So my guess is there were a lot of Florida residents that were there in Valdosta. But I'm going to tell you something. We are not out of the woods. They're obviously going to be contesting that January 5th runoff, the two runoff elections. And that's really going to be important. But I'm going to tell you something. Across the nation, you've got governors like Gavin Newsom who are either preparing to or have already locked down their states. In the People's Republic of California, we told you about this earlier, 84% of the People's Republic of California is on lockdown.